Investors poised for a more confident start to the year as the new quarter begins, the investment landscape is undergoing a notable shift, according to a recent analysis by Van Eck, a global investment manager.
The firm predicts that the first quarter, Q1, could mark a turning point for investor psychology, transitioning from a period of uncertainty to a risk-on environment.
This shift is driven by improved clarity on key economic factors, which Van Eck argues is likely to boost investor confidence and encourage capital flows into growth-oriented and higher-yielding assets.
The analysis underscores a broader trend in market sentiment, where reduced ambiguity about fiscal and monetary policies is creating conditions for a more optimistic outlook.
However, the report also highlights unique challenges, particularly for cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, which remain an outlier in this evolving dynamic.
The catalysts for confidence, fiscal and monetary clarity, the anticipated shift in investor sentiment is rooted in two critical factors, fiscal visibility and monetary clarity.
For much of the past year, markets have operated under a cloud of uncertainty, as governments grappled with budget deficits, spending plans, and the long-term implications of fiscal policy.
Simultaneously, central banks faced scrutiny over their approach to interest rates, inflation control, and the trajectory of monetary policy.
These uncertainties have historically constrained investor decision-making, as the lack of clear guidance made it difficult to assess risks and opportunities.
Van Eck's analysis suggests that this fog is beginning to lift.
Governments are now providing more concrete details on fiscal plans, including spending priorities, deficit management, and long-term economic goals.
Meanwhile, central banks are offering clearer communication about the path of monetary policy, such as interest rate projections, inflation targets, and the pace of quantitative tightening.
This increased transparency is critical for investors, as it reduces the ambiguity that has plagued markets in recent years.
The reduction in uncertainty is a classic precursor to a risk-on environment, where investors are more willing to take on risk in pursuit of higher returns.
In such scenarios, capital tends to flow toward assets that are perceived as growth-oriented, such as equities, emerging market debt, and commodities.
These assets often benefit from improved risk appetite, as investors seek to capitalize on opportunities rather than hoard cash or favor low-risk instruments like government bonds.
Van Eck's report emphasizes that the clarity in fiscal and monetary policy is not just a temporary reprieve, but a structural shift that could reshape market dynamics for the remainder of the year.
The Bitcoin question mark, while the broader market is poised for a risk-on environment, Van Eck's report includes a notable caveat regarding Bitcoin, the most prominent cryptocurrency.
The report acknowledges that while broader economic conditions may be improving, the trajectory of Bitcoin remains uncertain.
This divergence highlights the unique and still evolving role of cryptocurrencies within traditional financial markets.
Bitcoin's appeal lies in its perceived ability to act as a hedge against inflation and monetary debasement, themes that are closely tied to fiscal and monetary policy.
For instance, during periods of high inflation or aggressive central bank interventions, Bitcoin has often been viewed as a store of value, similar to gold.
However, its price action is influenced by a complex interplay of factors that do not always align with traditional risk on risk-off paradigms.
Regulatory developments, for example, can have a significant impact on Bitcoin's price.
New laws or restrictions on cryptocurrency trading in key markets can introduce volatility, even in an otherwise positive economic environment.
Technological adoption is another critical factor shaping Bitcoin's trajectory.
The cryptocurrency's value is closely tied to its utility as a medium of exchange, a store of value, and a means of investment.
As more businesses and institutions integrate Bitcoin into their operations, its adoption could drive long-term price appreciation.
However, this process is not linear and is subject to market forces, technological advancements, and macroeconomic conditions.
Moreover, Bitcoin's internal market cycles, such as its bull and bear phases, often operate independently of broader economic trends.
While traditional assets like equities and bonds may benefit from a risk-on environment, Bitcoin's performance is influenced by its own supply and demand dynamics, which can diverge from those of conventional markets.
This complexity means that even in a period of improved clarity and optimism, Bitcoin's role remains an open question.
For investors, this highlights the importance of maintaining a diversified approach.
While the broader market may be tilted toward risk, Bitcoin's unique characteristics mean that its performance could diverge from traditional assets.
Investors should therefore approach Bitcoin with caution, recognizing that its trajectory is influenced by a distinct set of factors that may not align with the broader economic narrative.
What a risk-on Q1 means for your portfolio. If Van Eck's prediction holds true, the implications for investors' portfolios could be significant.
A risk-on quarter typically favors assets that are perceived as growth-oriented, with a focus on equities, emerging markets, and commodities.
However, the report also emphasizes that these trends are not guaranteed, and market conditions remain inherently unpredictable.
1.
Equities over bonds in a risk-on environment. Equities are generally favored over fixed-income assets like government bonds.
This is because stocks offer higher potential returns, particularly in sectors that are sensitive to economic growth.
Cyclical sectors such as technology, industrials, and consumer discretionary are likely to outperform in such a scenario.
These industries benefit from increased consumer spending, business investment, and corporate earnings growth, which are typically stronger during periods of economic expansion.
Conversely, defensive sectors like utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples may underperform relative to growth-oriented assets.
Investors should consider reallocating capital towards cyclical sectors to capitalize on the potential upside of a risk-on environment.
However, it is important to note that equities are subject to market volatility, and investors should maintain a diversified portfolio to mitigate risk.
2.
Growth over value, the shift toward growth stocks, is another key implication of a risk-on environment.
Growth-oriented companies, which are characterized by high earnings potential and reinvestment in research and development, are often more attractive during periods of optimism.
These firms typically operate in fast-growing industries and have the capacity to scale rapidly, making them appealing to investors seeking long-term capital appreciation.
Value stocks, which are typically undervalued relative to their intrinsic worth, may lag in a risk-on environment.
This is because value stocks are often associated with lower growth potential and higher risk, which can make them less attractive when investors are focused on capital gains.
However, value stocks can still provide returns in a risk-on environment, particularly if the broader market is experiencing a correction or if certain sectors are outperforming others.
Investors should consider balancing their portfolios between growth and value stocks to capture opportunities across different market conditions.
This approach can help mitigate the risks associated with overexposure to a single asset class.
3.
Emerging markets are another area that could benefit from a risk-on environment.
These markets often offer higher growth potential compared to developed markets, as they are characterized by rapid economic expansion, urbanization, and technological adoption.
However, they are also more vulnerable to macroeconomic risks, such as currency fluctuations, political instability, and regulatory changes.
In a risk-on environment, capital tends to flow toward emerging markets as investors seek higher returns.
However, investors should exercise caution and conduct thorough research before investing in these markets.
Diversification across different regions and sectors can help mitigate the risks associated with emerging market investments.
Additionally, investors should monitor macroeconomic indicators such as GDP growth, inflation rates, and trade balances to assess the health of emerging markets.
These factors can provide insights into the potential for long-term growth and the risks associated with investing in these markets.
Critical takeaways and the role of clarity in investment decisions, Van Eck's analysis underscores that the key takeaway is not a specific investment tip, but an observation about the changing conditions for investment.
As economic signals become clearer, investors may finally feel they have a steadier hand.